You've got a schedule for every activity you can be a part of, but do you have a schedule for slowing down? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I don't know your life personally, but I'd guess you've got a lot going on. School, maybe a job, plus friends, sports, clubs, maybe volunteering. There's never an end to the stuff that you can do. But when you fill up your days, all day, every day, you lose out on one of God's best gifts and disregard one of His most loving commands. Let's talk about it with Running Out of Gas by Tracy Mikula. Imagine this. Cars zoom by as you sit on the side of the road. You hope no one you know sees you stranded, your car out of gas. You can't believe you forgot to fill up the tank. Your brother even reminded you this morning. In humility, you wait for him to come to your rescue. And now, you'll be late for soccer practice. With school, sports, friends, family, clubs, social media, jobs, youth group, volunteering, college applications, and so much more, there is a lot to do. It's no wonder we turn to stimulants such as caffeine, sugar, and screens to feel more alert and keep up with life. But these things can't sustain us, and eventually we crash. They mask the real need, rest. Regular rest refuels our bodies, enabling us to do more than we otherwise could. Ironically, we can actually do more in less time when we rest. And here's the secret. One of the benefits of resting in God's presence is that it allows Him to refuel us and refresh our souls, Psalm 23 verses 1 and 3, thereby giving us the energy and the wisdom to do the good work He has for us to do, Ephesians 2:10. This type of spiritually rejuvenating rest is called a Sabbath, which God demonstrated for us when He rested after the work of creating the universe. Read about that in Exodus 20, verse 11. And in Matthew 12, verse 8, we read, Jesus is God the Son, and He is also Lord of the Sabbath. During His ministry, Jesus regularly spent time in the Father's presence to rest and refuel for the work before Him. For example, in Mark 1:35, it says, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray, making time to meet with God the Father after a very busy day of healing and preaching. We too can spend time resting in God's presence, being refueled for the work He has given us to do. And even when we overdo it and end up drained, He has so much compassion on us. As we seek Him, He will help us learn to live in the rhythms of work and rest. All right, let's talk about this some more. Have you ever taken a Sabbath rest, pausing from work and busyness, even if all the tasks or to-do lists aren't finished? What was it like? Taking regular times of intentional rest can help us remember that Jesus has already done the work of saving us. Because Jesus died on the cross for us and rose from the grave, we don't ever need to strive to do enough or be enough. Rest is not something we earn. Jesus gives us rest in Himself, like He tells us in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Consider taking some time to think about what you spend your time on and ask God if there's anything He is inviting you to drop from your schedule, at least temporarily, to take the rest your body and soul need. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11, Mark 1, 21 through 22, and verses 32 through 38, and Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a podcast from Keys for Kids Ministries, but maybe you're not listening to it on a podcast app. You can follow Unlocked for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to audio when you search for Unlocked Daily Devotional. It's an easy way to spend time with God as a part of your regular schedule. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why imitation isn't just a form of flattery, it's the way of following Jesus. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.